The World Trade Organization meets today in Sydney. Agenda items include the availability of medicines in third world countries. But other, less significant issues also will be discussed. Commentator Amity Schles says one of those topics is an effort by the European Union to give European food makers the exclusive right to European place names.
Where would we be without Europe to show us how to eat? For centuries, Europe has instructed us primitive Americans in culinary appreciation. The superiority of prosciutto over plain sliced ham. The merits of clarified butter over melted margarine. The beauty of double espresso over coffee regular. Now, though, the European Union wants to go a step further. It wants to protect Americans from our own undiscriminating palates. It wants to ensure what we eat is not only good, but also genuine. Genuine European product, that is. At issue is a technical-sounding matter known as geographical indications. It's one of the World Trade Organization's intellectual property agreements. Countries promise to try to protect names indicating the source and quality of foods. Europe is interpreting this idea rather broadly. It wants to grab back the place names that are featured on many products, like cheddar, and reserve them for exclusive use by exporters from European towns and regions. And it wants a special international regime to protect the names. In the broadest interpretation, that would mean that certain well-loved U.S. brand products would disappear from supermarket shelves. Anything labeled Parmesan cheese would have to come directly from Parma, Italy, instead of from that familiar green tube. Anything labeled Budweiser would have to come from the Czech Republic. Right, like Anheuser-Busch is going to take this lying down. After all those thousands of television hours it spent on brand development for the king of beers. There are other arguments against a U.S. surrender. What the Europeans want is protectionism dressed up as food elitism. The U.S. already has a system to preserve the geographic identities of food. It is called the Patent and Trademark Office. And the Brussels position reflects the dreamy presumption that European place names are Europe's exclusive property. This, alas for Europe, is no longer the case. The linguistic and legal reality of the New World is that many place names have long since become generic descriptions of food prep methods. French fries, hamburgers. Last of all comes the question of whether protectionism is actually necessary for European products to survive in the U.S. The U.S. market for European gourmet imports may be small relative to the market for meals at Chuck E. Cheese, but it is still substantial. Any number of Americans still snatch the Swiss Emmentaler off the grocery store shelf, even when it's sitting side by side with a very similar American-made product. Hey, let's admit it, the military or economic superiority of the European model may be debatable, but the superiority of Europe's gastronomic model is not. So I say, let the food fight continue without protection, and may the best cheese win.
The comments of Amity Schles, a columnist for Financial Times.